from KQED.
It's tough to make it as a rock musician. Clubs don't pay well, you're often giving your music away, and there's no shortage of musicians competing. So how do you pay the bills? Zoo Labs may have an answer. It's a kind of music incubator in West Oakland, offering two-week business seminars for musicians. KQED's Cy Musiker dropped in to a recent Zoo Labs residency to learn how it works.
Zoo Labs is the brainchild of Vanitha Watson and Anna Acquistapace. The two met in business school and pursued their own careers before reuniting around a common passion.
There's such a fundamental place that music plays in people's lives.
Watson is a former Google employee.
But the plight of the musician not being able to pay their rent or support their families or do the things that they need to do to support their art was really confounding.
So starting this year, the two women created a musician's incubator at Zoo Labs, a recording studio owned by Watson's husband. It's a series of two-week, all-expenses-paid workshops where musicians can learn the same skills as those wielded by a Silicon Valley entrepreneur. Music recorded by Bell's Atlas, an Oakland band, during a recent Zoo Labs residency that finished a few weeks ago. Doug Stewart plays bass and co-founded the band.
A lot of times we focus so much on the music, the business aspect of things feels like work. And these workshops have been really refreshing because it's offering us ways to come at the business in a creative way.
It was 9 a.m. on day 4 of the residency when I first talked to bassist Stewart and his bandmates, including percussionist Geneva Harrison.
Ultimately, what's the dream? And what is it that you're trying to build around that?
Harrison was still in her bedroll, finishing a bowl of cereal. During the residency, the band members bunk and eat in a set of mini suites next to a full kitchen, staffed by a chef who feeds the musicians. Harrison says in the past, it's been a challenge to mix business with the art they love.
Like, how do you brand yourself? And it's just like, oh, I'm turning this thing that I love into a product, and that's so and genuine and
soulless,
weird and soulless,
Not that Harrison and singer Sandra Lawson Indu don't want everyone to be downloading their songs off iTunes.
This is just like using our imagination and putting it out there, you know? And that's what it means to brand, like in a more beautiful way, you know?
The band members learned a bit more about branding and generating revenue from fans a few minutes later during a seminar with design consultant Sven Neumann of the firm Daylight.
That is where design thinking is a lot like being an anthropologist or a therapist. Like, well, why are people coming to our show? Or why do they just love that song?
There were other seminars, how to make a viral video, how to improve team dynamics. And the bands get another precious asset, hours and hours in the studio to record new songs. 10:30 the same night in the studio with Electrospit. I'll explain the name in a minute. They're the other band in this Zoo Lab session. We're listening to a fragment of a new song composed by the band's founder, Bosco Conte. He's a musician and producer who's worked with Big Boi and Kanye West, but he says he's here to learn how to make his own music and still make a decent living.
Being able to do all the things that are necessary for a release. Can you handle the social media, the promotion, the marketing, the visuals, the video?
Conte's instrument is the TalkBox, a little-known device that's been around for decades. A plastic tube connects the player's mouth to a MIDI keyboard, and that wetware meets hardware device gives the band its name.
And it sounds like this. Bosco Electrospit, baby.
Conte and his new band members had time to write and record some new songs during the residency.
Come on, ride with me, bestie.
And they also drafted a business plan for the TalkBox itself, Electrospit DJ and producer Pete Miser.
Now we're having discussions of downloadable voice profiles and giving voice lifts to people who have lost their larynx. And I mean, it's just kind of that Bay Area startup optimism. So many things are possible.
And it's talking about things we never see, never feel, never know, never will try.
The Electrospit and Bell's Atlas residency was just the third for Zoo Labs, so it's not clear yet how well they're working to create what Vanitha Watson calls her utopia, a middle class of musicians. Another pair of bands moves into Zoo Labs in September. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED News.
And I'm Rachel Dornhelm. More news online at kqednews.org.